Welcome to Hell Divers Radio on GNR 107, your go-to station for news on the front line.
Joe Turner as the main host, Penny with the tech update, and Bulldog on the ground with the demise.
This show, GNR 107, is produced by PV Productions, LLC. It is not affiliated with Arrowhead Studio or Sony in any way. This is an original production. Advertisements and music are AI. Everything else is human. From the voices to the scripts, enjoy the show.
This is GNR 107, the voice of Super Earth, broadcasting livid across the stars.
Makeshift tent. This is GNR 107, your daily wartime update. Joe Turner here, still broadcasting from our Liberty District field tent, where the smell of patch sealant mixes with burnt coffee and iron grit. Penny Lively is away on special assignment, and we'll miss her keen eye on tech and transmissions. So today, Bulldog and I will be splitting her duties and sorting through a month's worth of high-stakes developments. Strap in.
Yeah, we've got a lot to cover. The automatons kicked off July with a full-on surprise offensive. Jet Brigade's back, rebuilt, and meaner. We'll walk through the push, the planets we lost, and what it took to take them back, including the DSS facility on Clarel. That one's personal.
Then it's over to our fellow Helldivers on the Terminid Front. We've got orders to support a new training facility, and that meant some messy specimen retrieval. We'll cover what that means, where we bleed, and how it ties into Super Earth's long-term strategy.
Illuminant wasn't quiet either. Setia, FYI Bay, New Stockholm, the bugs might swarm, but the glow sticks adapt. We'll break down the surge and what's different this time.
And finally, constructions begin on the first of Super Earth's maximum security cities, Fort Union, Fort Sanctuary, and Emeria, designed to protect against enemies outside and dissidents within. We'll talk about what these cities mean and why they're happening now, and the psychological warfare hitting both sides of the lines. So whether you're hunkered in a foxhole or flying high in a Seif cruiser, stay with us. This is The Front Line, one transmission at a time.
When the stars explode and your gear's a joke, grab your boots, grab your brain, it's time to provoke.
Attention, Helldivers! This message is certified authentic from the Ministry of Defenses. Experimental Division, the R&D boys are born!
Seventy variable! Seven barrels, three modes, zero regrets!
Autopump! Autopump, holy shot, go total and feel the shock!
Side effects may include loss of limbs, loss of friends, or loss of understanding why this was approved.
Got bugs too close for comfort? Try the G31 arc grenade!
Toss it down, watch him fly, even Jenkins if he's nearby! Electro hugs not recommended for indoor use!
Behold the Plex 45 EV punch! Plasma perfection packed with potential!
Hold a charge, then pray real hard! Overheat and you'll see stars! Safe mode is not in the vocabulary of science! Next, the ALS-98 laser sentry! No ammo, no mercy! Just infinite beams of beautiful, sizzling rage!
Fire forever, that's the dream!
Just don't forget to let off steam! Explosive overachievement is considered patriotic! Fancy moving faster than guilt! Strap on the lift 182 warp pack!
Blink to the left and dive to the right!
What could go wrong with the speed of light? Instability may result in spontaneous disintegration. Use carefully! Let's talk armor, the AD-26, bleeding edge for lightweight geniuses, or the AD-49 Apollonian for heavy-duty daredevils.
Look sharp, stay alive, science armor helps you thrive.
Both come with the Adreno defibrillator, so when death knocks once, you knock back once. Capes, oh yes, conductor of brilliance and over-artifice, triumphant, look smarter, bleed brighter. Player banners to match, and a special emote, protect eardrums.
Cover those
those ears, avoid those tears, sound safety's in this year.
Complete the set, and the ministry will brand you a certified exemplary subject. You're the test that passed the test,
so suit up, dive in, don't forget the vest.
Control group, war bond is available now.
Be brave, be bold, be rebuildable.
Helldive! The science!
Rainy day.
We're back. I'm Joe Turner reporting with Bulldog, who's in the studio with me today. Let's get into July's automaton developments. On July 1st, High Command officially marked the Repeal 4 automaton attack mission as accomplished, including the successful defense of Eustatu and three neighboring defense zones by standard Helldiver forces, even against Jump Pack Jet Brigade, an enemy we thought we had eliminated. And while their hardware is familiar, their numbers and tactics are not.
And here I thought they were coming in to apologize. Instead, we got flying tanks that dodge flares, wave shield bots that blank mini shots, and at least two of our rookies trying to commit suicide with their own slaw. We pulled back squads, patched a few falls. Morale shaky, as if they just realized their coffee tastes like molten slag now, too.
On July 20th, Clarel finally buckled. They made off with the Deep Mantle Forge, our DSS research outpost, and command calibration assets. Scientists, training, stock, gone. It wasn't collateral. It was baited by decrypted logs about Short Bay's former Jet Brigade hub. They hacked Pride into protocol.
Right. Machines that don't feel emotion, but act like they just lost in a metal opera. Vengeance-laced reprogramming. No mercy required.
Despite that, we retook the upper Vernon fronts at high cost. Good men lost, our machinery dented, but every reclaimed inch screamed, code or no code, Super Earth still bleeds harder. Whether you're repairing drones or paving over the smoldering remains of the sector or outposts, stand firm, the tech update is up next.
Ordnance and just a scout of sanctioned madness.
Join a battle hardened unit dedicated to weekly operations, live fire exercises, and delivering advanced individual training with a side of napalm and democracy.
Caboosters await those who train. Respect is mandatory.
Freedom is flammable.
Sign up now and become a long-range democracy deliverer, a democracy commissar,
or simply
a legend.
The 99th is calling.
Will you do your part?
With Penny off on a ministry assignment, Bulldog and I are covering this month's patch brief. It dropped on July 15th, version 01.003.200. Some of the biggest takeaways are crowd control buffs, cleaner hell pod landings, and it apparently flags that kill. Here are patch notes straight from the ministry. I'll read the highlights while Bulldog reacts. Here we go.
Let's get it.
Chest bleeding damage increased tenfold. Ragdoll recovery time shortened from 0.8 to 0.5 seconds.
Means if you get knocked on your ass, you're getting up faster. Unless that chest shot kills you first.
The one true flag can now be planted through enemies, alive or dead. Officially marked as Pride Tip.
Flag's a spear now. Don't ask me how. Just start poking the enemy.
AR-32 pacifier now stuns for 3 seconds. Magazines increased from 5 to 6. Max from 7 to 8. Minor increases to stun power.
Finally feels like a pacifier, not a party popper. Buying your team some time, just aim low.
SMG-72 Pummeler and ARC-12 Blitzer stun durations both bump to 3 seconds. ARC-12 is slightly stronger on contact.
These 3 seconds feel like a lifetime when you're getting swarmed. Glad to see the Ministry of Science hard at work.
Constitution and Amendment bayonet stagger increased from 20 to 25. Sidearm warrant now locks onto large enemies.
That means you can now poke a Hulk without it laughing. And the warrant's finally smart saves you when big bugs bust through foliage.
Urchin grenades now stagger larger enemies, boosted to 50. Incendiaries G10 and G13 burn longer.
Sticky fire? Yes. That's how it should have been done the first time.
Stratagems. Flame Sentry resists fire 95%. Cooldown shortened to 100 seconds. De-accelerators has slightly stronger stun.
Flame Sentry's a damn war god now. Throw it into a nest and just walk away. But remember to use it wisely. And populated planets might cause unnecessary harm to Class A citizens.
Booster Hell Pods, Firebomb, and Stun Pods now charge the Helldiver's explosion. Less Cell Stagger and Demolition Force.
Finally! No more Helldivers ragdolling across the map because a pod kissed their foot. Clean drop. Hot boom.
This wasn't just a bug fix. This was a battlefield tuning control, tempo, and survivability. Helldivers are staying upright longer and putting enemies down faster.
Feels like Command is listening for once. Everything's tighter, more surgical. Even the gear's starting to speak back.
Well, that wraps it up. If you're testing the pacifier or planting flags like it's Judgment Day, drop us a like and subscribe. Do you have anything to mention before we break for commercial, Bulldog?
Just remember, if you're bleeding, on fire, and airborne, the patch might not be the problem. We will be right back after this break.
This All Hallows, the ghosts don't stay buried.
Old enemies, forgotten debts.
And one retired soldier chasing answers through the smoke.
Halloween Offensive Episode 4, when the dead won't rest, come in late September.
Friendships forged in fire.
Now face the dark.
Now, the Terminate and Illuminate fronts, two different nightmares, one shared blood cost. We'll start with the bugs. On July 3rd, High Command issued Major Order 147, Secure Live Specimens, for something they're calling a containment-compatible training facility. Translation? We need live bugs, big ones, still breathing, still biting.
And guess who had to bring them back without getting a face full of acid? Whole ops got messy fast. The extraction teams were good, but we lost two whole squads before the bugs were even boxed. They're mutating faster than we can catalog them.
Victories like Arata Prime gave us hope. We held fast, pulled samples, and secured the landing zone. But then came Oasis and Satya. Two disasters, Satya especially. The command kept us holding too long. Illuminate and Terminids both struck. The lines folded. We barely got the research vessels out.
SETI is a sore one. Bugs below, glow sticks above. Bad mix. I had two rookies caught between a stalker swarm and Illuminate plasma fire. The kind of stuff you don't come back from. High Command called it a tactical fallback. I call it leaving boots behind.
In the Illuminate, their pressure is escalating. Afe Bay, New Stockholm, even outer orbits saw wave formations we haven't charted before. Their pulsing energy and controlled spirals turning battlefield patterns like a damn song. Sief techs are calling it resonant adaptation. We call it bad news.
Glow sticks have rhythm now? Great. What's next? Laser poetry?
Don't give them ideas. But seriously, these aren't random skirmishes anymore. They're coordinated, psychological. Every retreat leaves symbols, glowing spires, ruined banners, like they're taunting us.
They want us rattled. Bugs bleed you dry. Illuminate bend your mind. And between them both, July's cost was heavy.
But here's what matters. We're still here, still standing, and when our dropships touch down, it's not for vengeance, it's for victory. Whether you're capturing bugs or cracking glow shields, hold your fire team tight.
And don't blink. Not once. Not when the ground moves. Not when the sky hums.
Key battles, wins and losses. Let's start with the good. Errata Prime was defended successfully. That operation sealed one of our most vulnerable flanks. But it wasn't all celebration. Satya fell to the Illuminate. Afreya Bay came under siege. New Stockholm was hit, then lost. Oasis was taken right out from under us.
I was in orbit near Setia. We barely had time to drop before the whole sector was glowing. Bugs below, beams above. We lost that ground before we even touched dirt.
High Command says progress is paved with blood. And while that may be true, it's still our boots doing the bleeding.
And it's not just progress they want. They want headlines. Super Earth wins Errata Prime. Plays a whole lot better than we lost Oasis again.
Orders are clear. Reclaim Satya, Oasis, and New Stockholm. Hold Afoyi Bay at all costs. Keep the training facilities on track.
That means more Helldivers in hot zones, and not enough sleep, ammo, or armor patches to go around.
We move forward anyway. Always have. Next up, we'll be breaking down the Super Earth morale push and why some citizens are dreaming about the Leviathans more than promotions.
July 8th. Major order drops. Rebuild Remembrance. Super Earth's capital flattened in fire rises again. Funding's coming through war reparations and what High Command calls the abettered guilt of terminated linked factions. Doesn't matter why. What matters is we're laying stone over ashes. New City will stand taller, stronger. Symbol-heavy stuff. The heart of Super Earth beats louder than steel or spores. To the civilians tuning in, yeah, this war chews through hope. But today, we're rebuilding something that wasn't there yesterday. That's how we win.
July 22nd, Major Order is issued 3 maximum security cities now under construction. Fort Union, Fort Sanctuary, and Amira Command says it's response to psychological fatigue across the colonies, too many sleepless nights, too much watching the sky. They're not just building walls, they're launching a morale campaign. Cereal box inserts, pre-filmed stringers, tactical boot camps, doubling as field trips, even bedtime broadcasts. And for the nightmares? The extermination list was expanded to strikers and impalers. And something High Command dubbed a flesh mob. No photos, no survivors, just a redacted silhouette and orders to burn on sight. It's propaganda meets practical. Kill what keeps them up at night. And maybe, just maybe, someone sleeps better. Our current snapshot. Let's bring it home. Status across the front. As of August 4th.
Terminated lines are holding, but barely. Pushes on Geldar's belt and make a spiral were repelled. Though casualty counts are still rising.
Automatons remain dug in across Mentoria Wastes and Outer Vernon. Skirmishes ongoing lots of ECM activity. Drone interference and comm blackouts.
Terminated lines are holding, but barely. Pushes on Geldar's belt and make a spiral were repelled. Though casualty counts are still rising.
And yes, for those asking, the gloom is still active. Four systems remain clouded, no new ships recovered, no comms returned.
Still feels like it's watching us.
Sector response remains high. Recruitment steady, stratagems uptime has improved.
Gear's cleaner, drops are tighter, morale's holding, but barely.
That's the truth. We're bloodied but upright. And most recently, Super Earth High Command has issued a new major order, as of this morning. Eliminate the top threats from the citizens' nightmares. We've got 1 week to make the galaxy sleep easier. The kill targets are as follows. 20 million Shriekers, 12.5 million Impalers, 6.25 million Factory Striders, 7.5 million Flesh Mobs, and 3.75 million Leviathans. This isn't just extermination, it's morale ops.
Still standing, still diving, still killing bugs, bots, and big glowing things.
Penny will be back next episode, but for now you've had to endure the honor of me and Bulldog dragging truth through the dirt, so you don't have to. Till next time, Helldivers.
And if the truth's too heavy, lift with your legs. We'll see you next month, if the bugs don't get there first.
If you're still here, Helldivers, check out our Patreon to support the show and its efforts. The more support we get, the more often we will be broadcasting. Voice actors are Ashley Peavyhouse as Penny Lightly and Devin Keister as Bulldog. This was Grant Peavyhouse, creator, writer, show producer. I play Joe Turner.
Constitution and Amendment Bayonet. Why can't I not just say that? That's not strict.
Shriekers.
Jesus.
This was a PP production, the LLC. Thanks for listening.
Be a star through every battle, loss and win. Super Earth's voice will never dim. Citizens near and far, let GNR 107 be a star through every battle, loss and win. Super Earth's voice will never dim.
Through every battle, loss and win, Super Earth's voice will never dim.